On September 19th and 20th, 1862, the Battle of Shepherdstown was underway. Some say this battle may have significantly changed the course of the American Civil War. Edward Dunleavy, the president of the Shepherdstown Battlefield Preservation Association, says it was this small battle that caused Confederate General Robert E. Lee to retreat south, halting his Maryland campaign.
Lincoln had talked to his cabinet in July of 1862 about releasing the Emancipation Proclamation, and his Secretary of State, Seward, said if you do it now without a military victory, it will fall on deaf ears. But if you do it after a military victory, it'll have some importance. So the Union Army could claim a military victory by pushing Lee's army in retreat back into Virginia. And on September 22nd, the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation was released by Lincoln. That's the significance of this battle.
Dunleavy thinks the Shepherdstown battlefield would be better as an addition to Antietam, because he says historically it makes more sense.
From a purely Civil War standpoint, it really should be part of the Antietam battlefield. And not to take anything away from Harper's Ferry, but the fact is there was an enormous surrender at Harper's Ferry during the Maryland campaign, but there was really no battle that ever happened there.
While most of the opinions from the public and even the National Park Service seem to be overwhelmingly for Antietam, that's still up for debate. The public comment period will end on Friday. The boundary adjustment will then be reevaluated by both the National Park Service and Congress. Dunleavy says it will probably take at least 6 months or longer before a decision is made. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.